Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to Storage Radio. It's a weekly podcast where we round up the top headlines in the storage media group here at TechTarget. I'm talking this week with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Dave, thanks for being here.
Great to be here again.
Dave, I want to talk about a lot of the storage news this week, but start with Dell. Their backup portfolio just got bigger, and the backup appliance market, according to a quote we had in a story, is growing like gangbusters. Talk to me about the two backup appliances they released. It looks like one is based at a smaller market than the other, and one is based on their own AppaShore software, and the other with partner Commvault.
Yes. So Dell, earlier this year, back like in February, they bought a company called AppaShore, as you mentioned, and they have software backup and disaster recovery software for SMBs, mostly small companies. So they're taking that and they're putting it on an appliance, which is basically a Dell server tuned to work the AppaShore software. So at the same time, they, for a couple years now, have had an SMB appliance using Commvault software. Commvault Simpana is the application. So now they are taking Simpana and they are putting that on another Dell, a bigger Dell server that they are gearing towards. They're gearing more towards the enterprise and remote offices. So now they have two different integrated appliances, which, as you said, are going gangbusters. A big, Symantec, which is the the number one backup software player in the market. They've been pushing these integrated appliances with their NetBackup and Backup Exec applications for the past year. And, what the appliances do, they put the media server, the backup software, and the actual backup capacity all on one box. So you don't need a separate media server. You don't need a disk backup target like a data domain, and you have it all in one. It's an all-in-one appliance.
It's an interesting strategy. Talk to me about the Quest piece here. They acquired Quest. They've been doing more. They just released an upgrade with related to Quest, doing more to make it competitive and in some ways against Commvault. So how does that fit in?
Yeah, so Quest, Dell just closed the Quest deal in September. Quest had a lot of software, not just backup. They had management software as well that's not really in the backup or storage space, but they did have a few backup applications. One of them is NetFault Backup, which they acquired from a company called Backbone last year. So there's been a lot of acquisitions and reacquisitions, like regifting going on here. So they brought out a new version of the Quest Backbone application today, which is not going on an appliance. And that's more of a mid-range to enterprise product, so it is kind of competitive with Commvault. So it's interesting that even though Dell made a couple of backup acquisitions this year, they are sticking with the Commvault partnership, which is a pretty good seller for them so far, the Commvault on their appliance. So, they're sticking with that now. I don't know what they're telling customers who, are looking at Dell, looking at the Commvault appliance and looking at the NetVault, but, they do have both of those products out on the market now, and they have the AppaShore appliance.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on how successful all three of those are, and I want to move on to Quantum. First, Quantum Lattice Disk Archive with Object Storage. That's the headline. Okay, so that was released this week. I want to start, before we talk about the product, Dave, you and I, we can't do a storage radio podcast without talking about either object storage or big data, it seems. Why are we hearing about so much about object storage now? And I know a lot of it's related to products that help cloud storage or enable cloud storage, but why so much object storage right now, do you think?
Well, object storage, it scales better than your normal file storage, which, a lot of the big data stuff is files. So instead of putting it on NAS, people are exploring object storage. It's still, as far as actually being in the use of the market, it's still early days for the object stuff, but what Quantum is doing is they are they have an OEM deal with a object storage startup called Ampledata, and they are putting that, actually it's AmpleStore, is the product. AmpliData is the company, and they're taking the AmpliStore object storage and putting it on their hardware. And they are also using a product from Quantum called StorNex, which is a file system that they have sold in the archiving space for a while. So they're taking the object stuff and they are integrating it kind of with their own archiving technology.
So it's a disk-based device that uses object storage for archiving, is that right?
That's correct.
And
down the road, they plan on using it in a cloud storage product. But for now, they are doing it on-prem only.
Okay, that's interesting because, again, that's where we have been hearing so much about object storage over at the Search Cloud Storage site. Okay, we want to talk to you about NetApp. This week, NetApp tucks in CacheIQ for NAS acceleration. So NetApp disclosed this deal, but not the price, in a quarterly earnings release Wednesday, and your team covered it. Basically, they've acquired a NAS acceleration vendor, CacheIQ. Did you know much about CacheIQ before this, Dave, and what are they going to do?
I know a little bit about them, but they have some, a couple of their competitors have been more high profile, like Avier and Alacrotech, but Avier, I think, is probably the leader out there now as far as, installed base. And what these products do is they sit in front of a NAS device and they use either solid state or DRAM memory, and they cache frequently accessed files, so they speed the performance of a NAS appliance. So I know a lot of Avier's customers are using NetApp appliances, NetApp NAS storage, and they're using the Avier to speed that up. So it looks like NetApp is looking to take the CacheIQ technology and probably build it right into their arrays.
They're very big on the phrase tuck-in. You should think about CacheIQ as more of a technology tuck-in. That's what their CEO is saying. And so explain that to us. They're just talking about folding it into the existing technology?
They're tucking in the technology. In other words, they're not going to take the product that CacheIQ had called RapidCache and sell that as a separate product. It's different than when they bought Ingenio's storage business last year, and they sell all those products separately, just like Ingenio was, right? So they're not going to sell this product. They're going to use the technology inside other NetApp products. And that's what the CEO is talking about, Tom Georgians, when he says they're looking for tuck-in. They're looking for more, technology experience and expertise and, intellectual property that they can use throughout their product line, and I would imagine most of that in the near future will be around the flash space.
And so for end users, it's not anything they necessarily would notice except for an improvement in products. The product name stays the same, the product stays the same, and it gets faster, more better, faster?
Yeah, I mean, it would be, this is something that would make their existing products run better, yes. So it's maybe they might do something where you might be able to license, turn on or off the caching if you need the extra performance. So they may notice a little bit, but probably it'll just come down to, hey, this works better now.
Well, earlier I said we might not get through a podcast without saying big data, and here it is. Data Direct Networks is jumping into the hybrid flash array market. Its headline this week was Data Direct Networks adds hybrid scale-out storage for big data. So, Dave, they're in the flash market with everybody else. Tell us what they've got.
Yeah, so DataDirect is kind of a niche player in the high-performance computing space. They have a lot of people who are doing what's now known as big data, media and entertainment files, these big files that they need. They want to run fast so they don't choke their storage system. So that's been DataDirect's market, and what they're doing now is incorporating flash, not all flash, because the size of the systems that they sell, all flash, would be cost prohibitive. So they are selling hybrid flash, so they're incorporating solid-state drives into their arrays alongside with hard drives, which is something almost every mainstream storage vendor is doing by now.
So one of the analysts quoted in this story said, you want to remember that this DDN system is really designed to deal with problems that are outside the ordinary. Is he talking about the size of the data sets?
Yeah, he's talking about the types of markers they use. Like, you're not going to use this to run Oracle databases or Exchange. You're going to use it to run the types of files that you might have if you're doing gas exploration, or if you have these large medical imaging files, or video files if you're an entertainment company.
Okay. All right, Dave, thanks for more big data news and all of that news. We'll be checking with you next week's Thanksgiving, Dave. We're going to give you a break, and we'll check with you the last week of November and all that's going on.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
You can download the Storage Radio podcast each week at searchstorage.com. Thanks for listening.